Hey, Rusty, how you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
I've got a doctor on the line. He agrees wholeheartedly with your book. It's called Living Gluten-Free for Dummies.
Well, Living Wheat-Free for Dummies.
Oh, wheat-free. Okay.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
Where did I
even
get
better.
Gluten-free? I like that. Wheat-free for dummies, right. So anyway, we're going to finish up right here. We're talking about what they found out, and the reason they're doing this is that they noticed that the body's chemistry moves gradually from a continuum of state of health to a state of disease. And, of course, one of the problems is the food we eat. That's a big problem, right?
Yay, yeah.
And one of them is wheat. Wheat and milk and some other things that we get, the bad milk.
Right.
So would you agree, Rusty?
Yes, I would agree. I would agree. I do have a slightly different opinion on dairy, but with some people can actually tolerate dairy, whereas others may not, and it's strictly individual. But from a wheat standpoint, a gluten standpoint, absolutely.
Well, some people can tolerate wheat too, can't they? I mean, they eat it and they feel okay, you know, and they think everybody else is crazy if you can't eat wheat.
Bill, this is Alan Chasen. I'm on the
Oh, you're on with us? Okay.
Well.
All right.
Yeah. Rusty's co-author on this
Oh,
book.
Great, great.
Our approach with this book and why we wanted to go a little further than just the gluten and include all grains and further than just wheat is that we felt like the grains offered up some anti-nutrients and didn't provide enough nutrient density in the food that we could replace those with more nutrient dense foods, while at the same time the foods we replaced the grains with would not increase our blood sugar levels to the degree that grains can, and also not contribute to leaky gut in the way grains can. So that's why we put those on our not to eat list.
And the book is called Living Wheat Free. And
right.
Because the wheat has changed or something, hasn't it, over the years? Or what do you think is causing, and Dr. Sieber, you can jump in too if you want to, because we know thousands of years ago, people you ate, well, before actually when they started eating wheat, that's when they had problems, didn't they, in general?
Absolutely. Yeah, they lost 6 to 7 inches in height when any of the grains were added to the human diet. That's an archaeologic fact that follows the introduction of grains in the world, all around the world. So osteoporosis, autoimmune diseases, more frequent infections, more devastating infections. And that really is, I think one author put it, when mankind put the plow to the soil, he set forth a chain of events that will ultimately end up in his demise.
Mm-hmm.
And I really believe, unfortunately, that is true, because until we get away from this, the foods that we've added in the last 10,000 years, and I would add to that dairy, grains, legumes, and potatoes.
Well, what this book is so great about, and y'all have done a great job here, by the way, because it's easy to follow. You've got a guide. You've got great, delicious recipes, 40 of them. Guides for dining out on a wheat-free diet, right? Because you can find a lot of wheat-free products out there now, can't you?
You can. Unfortunately, many times they substitute other ingredients that are not healthy for you either, just in the name of marketing. You know, the big food manufacturers will love to plaster across the front of a product gluten-free or wheat-free, but they don't really have your best interest in mind. And in this book, you know, the approach we took was, okay, we're going wheat-free, which really we're talking grain-free for blood sugar purposes, mm-hmm. anti-nutrient purposes, and irritation of the gut lining. But if we're going to go include foods that increase your blood sugar, we also want to get rid of sugar in our diet, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if we're going to go with foods that irritate the gut lining and contribute to leaky gut, we also want to eliminate vegetable oils. So the premise of this book is no grains, no sugar, no vegetable oils, and it doesn't sound as daunting as it might seem, because these products kind of overlap with a lot of foods that we eat you're eating real food, you're fine. If you're buying anything in a box, 99% of the time, it's got sugar, it's got vegetable oils,
so
some form of grain.
If the label says gluten-free, then that means no wheat, right? Because you can't have gluten-free and have wheat. You can have all kinds. You can have rice flour. You can have almond flour, all kinds of other flour. But you can't have wheat flour, right?
That's right. That's right. No.
Okay.
Well, yeah, when you're gluten-free, you don't have wheat. I wanted to bring up Dr. Andy Weary,
yeah,
who about
right.
5 or 6 years ago introduced both Alan and I to this new diet of eliminating sugar from your diet.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to that, we kind of bought into the whole mainstream way of thinking through academics, where we got our college degrees in this field, all taught the low-fat, high-carbohydrate mantra. And so we just kind of followed along with that for 25 years, or really up mm-hmm. until about 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we looked at this Gary Taubes book, Good Calories, Bad Calories, and both of our nutritional worlds were turned upside down about 20 pages into the book. We were overwhelmed by the amount of research that contradicted everything that we thought we believed up to that point. And we just, wanted more. We continued reading the Ott book and all the other books that kind of went with it. That kind of got the ball rolling in this field. And right now, I mean, gluten-free has been around a while now, but this real push that we're seeing now with inflammatory foods and cutting sugar and processed foods is really starting to take some ground here. And we're thinking that's really what was behind this real push. And so anyway, we started reading that book, and that gave us the impetus to start writing this book, ultimately. And like Alan was talking about, cutting inflammatory foods out in the form of vegetable oils, seed oils as well, along with cutting sugar from your diet, processed mm-hmm. foods, mm-hmm. and all of grains.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, white bread is like eating sugar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and so is whole wheat bread.
mm-hmm. Right. They put a little bit of wheat in it, make it darker, I guess, right?
That's right. And, when you do this, and a lot of it has to do with not necessarily what foods you're eating, but what you're not eating. What you are eating determines optimal health or not. So if you're eliminating the foods, the junk stuff that we're talking about, if you'll eliminate those foods, you will get healthier by eliminating foods, not necessarily adding new healthier foods, mm-hmm. if you know what I mean.
Right, right.
But you got to fill up on something, right? So what ends up happening is that sometimes people eliminate these foods, but they don't take on some of the healthier foods that we're pushing, like coconut oil, grass-fed beef. They still shy away from fat, unfortunately,
mm-hmm.
as we're finding out
right.
now. Saturated fat's not so bad for you, after all.
In fact, it's good for you.
Absolutely.
Dr. Weary has bacon every morning.
Right? I know. We talk about it every time he comes in.
Rusty, you still with us, Rusty?
Yeah, this is me.
Oh, he's just Rusty. Alan left us? Or?
No, I'm here.
Y'all both there. Okay. Y'all live in Austin?
Yes.
You knew Dr. Weary, so I figured so. Well, Dr. Sebring is actually practicing in just south of here in Wimberley.
Yes.
And he's with you completely.
Yeah, I've read about him. I've read his on his website what he stands for. I actually have a couple of clients that go see him. Rusty and I are both personal trainers.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've sort of been on the front lines in a different way from, a physician. In that we see, our clients 2-3 times a week and see the struggles they go through to keep their blood sugar down, keep their weight down, get as healthy as possible. And that's what was so eye-opening for us, was once we read the science, and it wasn't new science in Gary Taubes' book. Once we read that, started applying it to ourselves and to the clients we see, their goals were being achieved much easier with much less effort. Keeping weight off was a lot easier task. And the first thing we noticed with cutting carbs and getting rid of the inflammatory foods was their blood pressure was dropping to a healthy level. So A lot of our clients who might have been on blood pressure medication got off of it very quickly. Mm-hmm. A lot of clients who were on diabetes medications were able to cut back or get off completely.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, these are life-changing, eye-opening results that continue to be confirmed as time goes by. And you start to wonder how many anecdotal stories of people cutting grains and sugar and vegetable oils does it take for the mainstream establishment to say, hey, something's going on here.
Well, this is a really nice book. I want to get a copy. I'm not a dummy, but I guess I can read about it, right? But might be a book that that you might want to share with your patients, Dr. Sebring.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And especially, you know, patients come to me with different levels of understanding of their health, you know, and so and a lot of people get a little overwhelmed. They don't have a lot of science background, and a simpler approach or getting to a book like this would be wonderful for them, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. I think the word dummy, thankfully, is not used in a derogatory term.
Oh, I know.
They use it in like the book is written in a conversational way.
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
and it's just like, you know, you and I talking on the radio right now. Mm-hmm. That's how the book is written, and that's how they write all of their dummy series. And they can be very informative, and they can get, you know, they can get technical in places, but it's written in a way that is easily understandable.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And are you all still accepting new clients for your personal training? Because we're always looking for people to refer. And it's great that you have this understanding of nutrition and integrating it into what you're doing with training.
Oh, sure. Yeah, we're always looking for new clients.
Okay, do you have a website?
Mine is rustygregory.com, all one word.
Okay.
And mine is chasenfitness.com.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, it's been a pleasure, and Dr. Sebring, I may get a book. And where can we buy these? Because we need to sell these in the stores.
Yep.
So,
Barnes and Noble.
Yeah, but if we wanted to sell them, if we wanted to buy them wholesale to sell, or to give away, or whatever,
they should be in your stores right now.
Are they? Okay, good.
I'm counting on it. I'm told they are by several of your patrons.
Well, that means they are there. I just don't hang around the stores that much.
And one other thing, also, we're having a book signing, if I could mention that,
sure,
at the Barnes & Noble Arboretum on Saturday, August the 16th, from 2 to 4 p.m. downstairs. And we'd love to have people come. We had a book signing a couple months ago in San Antonio at a Barnes & Noble, and it was great just having the interaction with people who approached us and wanted to talk diet and nutrition. We welcome all people, whether they agree or disagree, know a lot or know a little. Mm-hmm. It's fun, engaging, and learning from other people as well.
Well, great. That's August 16th at what time?
From 2 to 4 p.m.
2 to 4 p.m. Okay, at the Arboretum.
Yes.
Well, that's good. Put that on your calendar, folks. And you'll sign the books for them?
Absolutely.
Is that something you want to brag about, though? You show your friends you got this book for dummies and it's signed? I'm just teasing. Yeah. Well, it's been a pleasure, Rusty and Alan. And it's a great little book.
Thank you very much. It's been our pleasure.
Thank you for having us, Bill.
Dr. Sebring, if you stay on just a minute, I wanted to talk to you just a little bit more. But thanks again, and it's been a pleasure having y'all both on. If this is information, I'd pay you double, I guess, right?